You may be seated.
Today is it's a special day, and this day before it comes back again, where you celebrating love and parents at the same day. It's going to be 6 years from now. Yeah. It doesn't happen more often. It's going to be 6 years, and that's, I'm not joking. It's in 6 years you will have Ash Wednesday and Valentine. What a mixture. It is very serious. But it's a good day because, in a sense, for us, we can see how the gospel that we just heard of all these three readings do apply in our lives. First of all, going from the gospel, they're telling us that be careful. Whatever you're doing, you have to do it in the secret of your heart. Don't go expose yourself to everyone else. But for all of us, that sounds kind of strange, isn't it? Because by the time you walk out of here, guess what we're putting on your forehead? What are we going to have? You're going to be showing everyone, for us at least it's at night. Today, at my work, people were asking, do you have ashes? I say, yes, I do, because I knew you would just choose the shortcut. And I'm going to put it on you. See, that's what people say. I got it from work, so I don't have to go to service anymore. So you will have an outward sign that will show on your forehead that you went to church, you were in a service, or somehow at some work, someone marked you. How is that hiding? But the gospel today is telling, whatever you do, don't go and show off to other people. Don't show off. But we'll be looking at people's forehead. But there's one thing, though, for us, we're not showing off. We are not going and tell people, look, here, you see, I've got some ashes on me. We're not doing that. What we're doing is that we're remembering at least one thing that you did here in that first reading, and also Paul when he is writing to the Corinthians. He starts by telling us, I'm going to go first to Paul. And he said, we are Christ's ambassadors, and God is using us to speak to you. We urge you as though Christ himself were here, pleading with you. And this is what they're telling us. Be reconciled with God. See that? Be reconciled with God. We are people who are broken. We have broken the relationship that we have with God. In the same way that today, as people are willing to grab a bunch of flowers and they want to take it to someone they care for, they love, but they might be hesitant because the relationship has been broken. But then there's a chance that hopefully those people who cannot bring a flower, a chocolate, or even just send a text, Happy Valentine, that they will know that there is a chance, there is a possibility of reconciling. We as broken people, God invites us to come back to that relationship. You see, when we start going through this, we have to ask ourselves what we need to do. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering of our sins, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. That's all we have to do. If Christ was able to reconcile you and me with God, we are invited in the same way that we will go out there seeking every single opportunity that we have so we can be reconciled with each other. You know why I'm saying that? The Bible tells us that no one has ever seen God. No one. But the only way that people will come to experience God is that you and I are able to represent this love and the forgiveness that God has for each one of us. By your love for one another, that's how people will come to know God. And if we continue to hold grudges in our lives, and we can't have those ashes marked on our forehead, they mean basically nothing. They mean nothing. And we have to question ourselves. Why do we still tell people, look, I went to church. Don't you see? I have the ashes today. Or more likely, starting today, what will you start be doing? You're going to give up something. Many of you.
You will be fasting.
Either you give us orders, candies, or you want you say no steak, especially on Friday. I'm not going to eat that. But what's the purpose of you depriving yourself of all those things if your heart is not ready to reconcile with God? What's the purpose of giving up everything else, but yet by the time you finish Lent, you know what? That is the vision. You waiting and say, I have fasted so long, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to start gaining back what I lost. I have to catch up. That's what we do. Or do you sit so you can know? Do not store your heart where your treasure are now. But what we do, we give up everything. And do you compute it? What you could have really spent during that time. And you tabulate that. And at the end of the term is 40 days, but we go usually longer than 40 days. By the time you finish, and you can look around, and you can see, you know what? I deprived myself. I made the sacrifice so that I can help someone who might be in need. Can you do that? Because that's a true fasting. I'm tying the yoke of those who are suffering. So that when I have given up on my stake, when I have given up on my hand, when I have given up on everything, in the end, can I say I made the sacrifice because someone else is in need. In the same way that Jesus Christ died on the cross, so that I, as a sinner, can find eternal life. Fasting. What's the need of doing it if we are not seeking to reconcile with God? And that's where the first reading was very specific for you and me in that reading that we did here. If you did not pay attention to this, we are called to repent. We are called to change our behaviors. We are called to make a new turn on what we are doing. That is why the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. You see that? Be reconciled to God. Don't wait. Turn to me. He's not telling you to go find some other God somewhere else. He's inviting you and me and everyone else who seems to believe that they are following Christ to turn to Him. Now that you still have time. You see that? Nothing is wasted. Time is there. And this is the time for us to seize the opportunity to start changing. Because if we wait too long, it will be too late. The Bible is very clear. Turn to me while there is time. Give me what you have to give, your heart. Give me your heart. Not giving up your steaks. Not giving up your chocolate. It means nothing still. Give me your heart. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Because if you know that you are fully broken and you cannot fix yourself, the only one who can do it, it's Christ. It's Jesus Christ. That's the only one who can do it. And we are invited to follow everything coming back to Him. You know, sometime where I read somewhere that there was this king, or this general, actually. He commanded armies. He was very powerful. And he wrote and said that by the time when I'm dead, I want you to do one thing. I want all the best doctors in the world to be the poor bearer. They're the one who will basically take me to my place of burial. I want my hands to be hanging outside of the coffin when you are taking me. Say that. You know why? He said the thing he wanted to demonstrate to people, and he wanted to the best generals to be out there, everything. And he wanted to tell people, you know what I want you to know is at the time of death, when you're dead, even the best doctors cannot come and bring you back to life. That's why I want them to be a poor man, knowing they cannot bring me back. You know why I want my hands to be flapping up there? It's because when I'm going, and actually one thing he said that he wanted all his wealth to be basically put out there before he comes and gets to walk. And said that because when I'm there, as my hands are flapping, I can't grab this wealth to take it with me. It will still be where it is. So you and I are the same way. When we are hearing that the time is still in our sight. Now that we still have time, and we're storing treasure on something else rather than seeking for the treasure that is Christ. You know what we need to do? It is time for us to realize that when time has come and the end of our life on this earth is over, those treasures will not save us. We can't hold on to them. We cannot. We will still be going to the grave. But Christ promises that when you are fighting in those things, I will be there. When everyone, human being, is telling you that you cannot be surviving death, I give you eternal life. And you will have it. But the only way we can do that is that we have to come back, look deep within ourselves, and reconcile with God. Be reconciled with God. Turn back to Him. Give Him your heart. You know why it's so beautiful that this sermon is on Valentine's Day? What is the shape of the stuff that you are buying? It's your heart. You're giving them either the little ones or the big one. It doesn't matter. It is still the one who is giving. Are you really giving your heart to the people that you say, I love you? And are you repenting that you can come back and be honest within yourself and you can look each other in the eyes and say, I am so sorry for this past year, for all the hardship that I have caused for you. And I want you to know that I'm seeking for your forgiveness in the same way that God forgave me for my shortcomings. And I know I haven't always been faithful to you in everything that I can do. Can you forgive me? Because if you do not forgive me, how would God forgive me? What you keep tied on this earth will be kept tied. Because the reality is, God is only in each one of us. As we forgive each other, as we understand each other, that's how His love is made manifest in the real life of people. If you don't know that, there are two things. Jesus Christ and the church, they are the two basic sacraments upon which everything else stands. Jesus Christ is the incarnation of God's love and promises to you and me. He took flesh. And so He can show you that I do care for you. I do matter in your life. And Christ, when He was leaving, He says, look, now the mission that God gave me, I will not be here with the Paraclete. You will continue the same mission. So that as you're reaching out to people, as you're touching people, they will be healed. As you're forgiving them, they will feel a sense of serenity and peace surrounding them. No matter what you do, the church continues the work that Christ was good by the power of the Holy Spirit. So when they're telling us that we need to store our treasures where, I mean our hearts, put it where the treasure is. Our treasure is God. Our treasure is Jesus Christ. And He is telling us that we are distancing ourselves every day away from Him. But He is telling us, don't be discouraged. Come back. Come back to me. Because I'm ready to reconcile myself with you. Give me your heart. Don't give me anything else. Give your heart to God. Sacrifice everything that you can. All the bad thoughts that you might have. All those resentment that you keep holding on. All the ways that we have said, who, me? I'm a stone. You're not moving me. What? God is telling you, you are not a stone. You have a heart. It's soft. Turn back to me. Let Him be your God. Let Him accompany you. Instead, He tells you, don't tear your clothes in grief Instead, what you need to do, tear your heart. Because if your heart is not changing, you may go and say, okay, I don't want this fool. But your heart needs to be changed. The outside things that you do not matter. It is my hope and my exhortation for all of you to know that as we engage into this process today, that when you come in and you hear those words, from dust you came, to dust you will return. Or if they're telling you, if you come for me, I always tell people, repent and believe in the gospel. From dust you came, to dust you will return. But if you want to avoid those things, repent and believe in the gospel. The word of God is not lying to you and me. The word of God is encouraging us. Instead of feeling fear, he did not tell us anything else. He told us, you do have the time. You are still alive. You're still breathing. And any time that you commit yourself, turn and come, embrace me, you will have eternal life. So if you do that today, if you haven't thought of it, start the journey today. He's telling us we have time, each one of us here, and those people we'll find on the street. As long as we are breathing, come back to me now that you still have time. That's the beauty of life. Because if I engage today, and every day I commit to that, I choose to repent, I choose to tear my heart, so that God can see through me, and I'm very open, that I have nothing to hide. God, you just take me and transform me. I'm submitting myself completely to you. That's all you need. Submission to God. And when you do that, guess what? Either you give up steaks or chocolate, or you give up shopping from Shudazos, or whatever you want to do, you will still be fine if you give your heart to God. Because by then, no matter whatever other treasure you're seeing, God will guide you to cherish that as a blessing from Him. The last thing I want to mention, you know, when we struggle, it's with our words. It's with our words. You see that gospel, it started with eating, right? They were talking about eating and they went to eat on the Sabbath. Don't worry about eating about the Sabbath. You always eat. You need to be nourished. However, if you go to Isaiah 58, they tell you what the fasting that God is pleased with. It is not what we eat, but what comes out of our mouth. It is not what goes in that defines the person. It's what comes out. That doesn't mean puking. Seriously, it doesn't. What it means is that our words, either we can build someone up or we can tear them down. We can comfort someone or inflict more hurt in that person. It's with the words that we use and the fasting that God is willing for us to engage into, as much as you will give up food or anything else, make sure that you meditating every day for the Spirit to guide you so that you can be always a blessing to other people. And don't feel bad if you fall short on it. He's telling you, come back to me. Repentance is not only today. Repentance is a journey of every single minute for a Christian. You committing to that. I will not follow other ways except the ways of God, the ways of Christ. It's my exhortation that when you get those ashes on your forehead, you will remind yourself that you're not lying to anyone, that you enter into a deep process of repenting. And repentance means what I have confessed, I won't go back to it again. There is no accumulation of things. Well, I did get my Ash Wednesday, and I have Sunday coming. So between Wednesday and Sunday, let me sin as much as I want, because on Sunday I will ask for forgiveness. It does not work that way, my brothers and sisters. It does not. So pray that God is true in this word. that the time is still here for you to come back to Him. Give Him your heart and make sure that the people around you can feel that you do love them and you're sacrificing for them. That's how God is made present, you and me. That all of us will become His instrument in showing the people the power of His forgiveness as He's transforming ourselves, so that the people who see us always will be amazed at how we go to that transformation. Believe in Him, trust in Him. He is not a punisher, He is a forgiver. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for your many blessings and everything that you do for us. We thank you especially on this night when you, through your scripture, have reminded us that none of us is lost yet. The time is still there for us to come to you. And as hesitant as we might be, we know that you have the power to see us and to guide us into the path that you have set for us. So we thank you for that promise, O Lord. And we thank you for our brothers and sisters who are also in our side, so that when we fall short, that we be the one reminding us of your way. That we may see the reflection of your love in our brothers and sisters. That we don't become excluded in ourselves, but be open and be open to the reminder that we receive through our church and through our friends, and no matter where we find ourselves. Bless us and bless all this assembly that you have here and the many people around the world who are turning to you to admit that we are a sinful nature in need of your salvation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.